Hi, this is Amy. I would like to share with you a new service that I have available through my website. I am now offering a personalized chakra report where I do a scan and a reading of your chakras and email you a very in-depth reading and report that will speak to the energetic health, your anatomy, and any messages that I receive for you. I'll also include exercises and tips for you to heal or to maintain the health of your chakra. Additionally, there is an option if you'd like to include some energy therapy, then I will be channeling through some frequencies to help clear, reset, and realign your chakra system. This is a beautiful way to start the new year and to stay on top of your personal care and health. So you can head on over to amysikarski.com, click on the booking link, and set up your own personalized chakra report. As I looked closer, they shared with me that they were traveling to other lifetimes also. So we had tuned into this reality, the past reality that was the initial starting point of this disruptive energy. Yet at the same time, they were then working on other life existences that were also affected. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysikarski.com and offerings at spiritschoolonline.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, and I'm so happy to join you today. I hope you all had an amazing week. It's a fresh new start, it feels, and I've been noticing a lot of new energy coming in. So a release and an uplifting vibration is, I guess, how I would describe the general overall sensation for myself and what I'm seeing with clients. I've been having a lot of sessions the past couple of weeks that are energy therapy sessions, and with everyone, I'm blown away. I'm so amazed. There are general things that we do, practical protocols and techniques and experiences that you could say are very typical for an energy session. And at the same time, they're all so unique. They're all so just amazing and fascinating. And one thing that I've been noticing is a lot of these energy sessions, including one that I had for myself, have been really going back through time and space and working with lives outside of this life, whether it be a past life in a human body or time and soul existence, time and space where we're not incarnated on earth. And it's amazing for me to see all of the similarities and that continuity of themes and vibrations. And it feels like these little nuances, these little strands of energy that go through all of our lives, meaning the individual soul's life. So it goes through all of the individual soul's lives and it ties them all together. So today I actually had a session and then my client was like, "Are my guides here?" And I said, "Well, I can feel them. Let me look and see, you know, how many are here and if any messages come through, kind of what's going on with this." And we were in the middle of doing some work where past life had come up. And I'll flow into some more information on similar sessions and experiences when it comes to what we did today with that past life. But this aspect about her guides was so incredible because what we were doing was working with experiences in this present life. And as I was clearing the energy and tuning in to the locations within her system that were affected, I was guided into the past life and I saw visions and the energy, it switches. So for energy therapists, we can feel it switch. I now know when I'm traveling, like at first I was, whoa, and I still get so excited in the fact that I'm like, this is amazing, you know, can't make this up. Wow, here we go on a journey. But I was in her past life and we're working with the energy between the two lives. And when she asked me about her guides, I tuned in clairvoyantly and I could see that they were so busy. And this was kind of towards the end of the session. And I was like, wow, there's still a lot of work happening here. And they did share there'd be an integration period. And so I was like, well, potentially that's what's happening. They're still working. But as I looked closer, they shared with me that they were traveling to other lifetimes also. So we had tuned into this reality, the past reality that was the initial starting point of this disruptive energy. Yet at the same time, they were then working on other life existences that were also affected. And so in my awareness, I was intending to work this life and the past life where it all started. And I was just like, oh yeah, of course it makes sense that there are other lives affected as well. And they were working to help release, reset, clear, heal that energy. So it was really just heartwarming. It made me smile. I was so happy for her healing. She had shared with me that she was already feeling the shift and the adjustments, and it was really nice. I'd say feeling protected and comfortable, peaceful, flowing back more with our soul, that clear energy of our soul without imprints and projections and contrasting or dissonant energies from others and emotions from this or other lives. When we clear that all away, it's the best reset. It feels so good. We feel stronger. We feel clearer. And I would say a lot of times we also reclaim lost pieces of our energy, aspects of our soul frequency that have been tied up in scenarios or emotional states in other dimensions. And you can look at this like yesterday's session, there was some energy tied up in another reality of a past life. And we started working with that. And I saw all the energy coming back and into the soul. And then from there, energy coming into my client's body that they didn't bring with them when they were born. And the way I would describe this is that it was a soul retrieval from soul fragmented energies that occurred in another lifetime. Now, depending on training and techniques and the type of therapy that somebody might be going in for, we can do fragmentation and soul retrieval work for this life and other lifetimes. And when we do hypnosis and therapy in that way, often we're going to the childhood or into the subconscious and getting answers and reclaiming healing and reclaiming our energy from spaces. But this one felt very strong to me that it was something a little bit more unique than what I've typically seen, because there was such an intense and healing amount of energy that came through that didn't come when she was born into this lifetime. And what I picked up is, if I recall correctly, there were other lifetimes that also had missed out on that. And so when we're healing through time and space at the soul level, especially when we're doing soul retrieval, that can really benefit us in this reality and all the other realities that have been affected. And when we say, you know, we feel a shift or it benefits us, in my experience, having had soul retrieval energy come in, is I all of a sudden just feel different in a good way. It's still me, still my personality, but it's enhanced. And the desires or thoughts or awarenesses that I had in the past, but maybe I didn't have the energy to really see it through, all of a sudden I have it. And one thing for myself that I noticed was my boundaries felt stronger. You know, you're just stronger, more confident in yourself, but your gifts can also increase. So any of the wisdom or those clair gifts, and the way that we, I would say we always are learning, right? From all of our experiences. So the way that we carry ourselves in different relationships or situations can be enhanced. So it's really beautiful. You can bring through all kinds of emotional frequencies or supportive patterns. Like if you're wanting to hold peace or bring joy to a situation, and that's been your desire, that thought has crossed your mind many times, but maybe you didn't have the oomph or all the energy to accomplish that. Well, now what happens after soul retrieval? You do. And it's not that you have to give yourself this pep talk to work on a project or finally take that step and that initiative, because now it's more like it just happens in that it's there and it's the driving force. It's pulling you along. You don't have to talk yourself into it or, you know, really work up to it. It just happens. And that's one aspect of energy work. I'm bringing your soul energy back from other spaces of time where it was fragmented. And if you're not familiar with fragments and soul fragmentation, what that is when you have an experience that's traumatizing or really stressful or very, very significant, and you've left a piece of your energy there. So fragmentation typically occurs when there is trauma and parts of the energy break away. So sometimes we'll go into shock and then the energy kind of breaks away and we leave it in places. And that can happen in the present life, other lifetimes as a human, and also in other lifetimes not as a human, or in, I guess I could call it like spiritual encounters that aren't in the high, high frequencies of heavenly realms. So maybe like other dimensional experiences. And what can happen then is that that energy, it just stays there. It sometimes is lost. It sometimes is quiet as if it's in hibernation. And sometimes it's still resonating in that frequency, like living over and over and over again. You can look at it in that way. It's still holding that pattern and that vibration. So when we heal it and we reintegrate, then that healing ripples through time as far as calming it down, you know, really bringing peace, love, and healing light to the initial space of time. And then we also reintegrate, we collect, that energy comes back into our being for a healthy and vibrant and supportive, energetic, not only flow, but it's that beingness where it just is in the body. So these are some parts, one aspect of energy therapy, because there is a lot. You know, there are many techniques and areas that we can focus on. And this one's just been coming through. I think I've had multiple sessions over the past couple of weeks that dealt with past life and soul integration. And karmic healing also is a way that some of it's come in. We've looked at that as it related to relationships. And so these kinds of healings are ramping up right now. And that shares with me that the energy is really, really supportive of it. And if you are looking to do some of your own healing, going into meditation, breathing into your body, asking where there might be discomfort, and then you can put your hand or a crystal on that part of the body and let love flow into it. Call on your higher self, call on your guides, call on your angels, call in the vibration of health and peace, and ask that it go through time and space and help to resolve, transmute anything that no longer is serving, bring peace and clarity, and to let the energy settle into a resonating frequency that feels peaceful to your soul. And relax, breathe. You can put some music on. Let that energy flow through into your awareness. If you need to clear your mind, if you're having all these racing thoughts, clear your mind, write everything out on paper, and then let the energy come through to support you. It's also something that you could do before bed. Put this intention out there, really set the space, get the energy flowing. And then as you're laying in bed, relax and drift to sleep. And you might notice you have incredible dreams that are so actively healing and supportive and full of a lot of conversations or colors and memories. And it's a really nice way to take your healing, you know, to the next level naturally within yourself, within your own experience. And at the same time, if you've been working on things or you're wondering, I've had this happening and I'm wondering, could it be past life or what it might be about, then you can book a session with a therapist that specializes in this type of work, right? And they'll be able to tune in with their clear senses to the exact energy that needs to come in to help support you, because they're there as a liaison, a channel, working with your soul, working with your guides, working with their team, and the energy will come through and it will start to shift and you'll start to feel that vibration and that flow. And many times we feel it immediately, at least an aspect of it. Like you'll feel it immediately in that moment, in that session, and then it continues to enhance, it continues to improve. And sometimes you'll notice that the integration period can be full of emotions, or where they would say, hey, you're going to be integrating a lot and your cells are releasing as you're absorbing more light. So you might find that you're called to rest and take a nap more often. And that's okay too. So everybody's integration is unique and different. There are some similar things, one being rest, eating healthy, drinking healthy fluids, and journaling whatever might come through. So how is it that energy from the past and other spaces of time can affect us? You know, we might say, gosh, what in the world? Why is this happening? Well, some of the areas that it can influence and affect are relationships and your relationship with yourself, fears and phobias, things that you don't feel super confident in, or maybe there's something you dread in life. And typically when that happens, it's because, okay, you had something, an encounter in the past, whether it be your childhood, even I guess your adulthood in this life, but something in this life, or a past life, right? And there's another aspect to this as well, where sometimes I'll see it's ancestral, so the energy is active in the DNA and it didn't initiate with your own life, but with an ancestor, and it's been passed down from generation to generation. Or maybe it skips one because it's dormant, but then it activates in the next. So these can also be healed and transmuted. And some of the ways to work with it, again, is your own meditation practice with mantras you can work with, clearing energy, with sound therapy you can work with it, the different forms of breath work and meditation, and going and seeing a practitioner. And practitioners all have different styles and maybe different qualifications and skill sets. So you have energy therapists, Reiki practitioners or Reiki masters, shamans, maybe you might call mystics, healers. And some of the energy therapy that I'm familiar with that I've trained in is Reiki, and there's different forms of Reiki. So you'll have like Reiki, that's Usui Reiki, Karuna Reiki, Dragon Reiki, Angel Reiki, and that's a whole other episode. But Reiki, which means universal life force energy. Then you have the techniques in pranic healing, transpersonal earth-based healing, healing touch, quantum healing. I'm just throwing some of these terms out there, some of these modalities. So if you're interested in training or having a session, you can look for somebody in your area or for classes. The reconnection is another form of healing work that I've certified in. Gosh, I'm going way back now. EFT, emotional freedom technique. So, and then within all of those, there'll be specific trainings that for the most part, because some don't go into it very much in depth at all, but you would learn about the chakras and aura and physical body and how it's all related. And then some teachers and classes will flow into past lives and karmic frequencies and clearing cords and hooks, health of the chakras, right? So what I would just suggest, and the way that it worked for me, is that I was guided by my interest into different aspects of the healing work, and I would find books. I would talk with other practitioners and students, and then I had a lot of training actually that would come through as far as being aware of new things that would come up in my own personal healing. And that's how I learned a lot. So when you start working with energy and you have an awareness about a chakra or an awareness about a spirit animal or an awareness about a past life, you know, just that awareness, maybe an awareness about a star system, a different star race or family of guides, then it's like your mind has already been open to this and you're consciously okay with the possibility. So it creates this gentle opening or this energy of, yeah, it's all right. When that awareness would come through in a session, your ego won't be fighting it. And so I always just say, flow with it in the way of curiosity. And you don't have to have all the answers. But just relax and receive and see what comes through. And with a grateful heart, the more fascinated or intrigued or grateful you are, then you'll feel more information come in, more energy come in to give you details and support the experience. So I've talked just a little bit about one part of energy therapy in sessions that's really been coming into my experiences quite a bit more than usual this past couple of weeks, and that is soul retrieval of fragmented soul parts, healing through time and space, through past lives as a human, and then also outside a human form. And I want to chat a little bit about some of the ways in which these disruptions of energy from any time and space can affect the physical body. So I had a session myself and I had some energy that had deposited in my body and it felt heavy and it felt funny and it slowly built up over time. My therapist also was doing massage work with energy, which was so nice. So she located it and was able to break it up. And as she was breaking it up, I was getting all of these visions of the littlest things like thoughts and memories and hearing people talk to me and like random, I don't know, things I read online or just all of this stuff. And it was clearing away and my system was relaxing, and she was able to release this whole way in which I had been holding energy from space around me. And this went really deep. This started to build as a child, and it became part of a system, like part of the structure in that I functioned in life. And over the decades, right, you could imagine. So while I tried to keep up with everything, part of the programming and how I saw the world and how I felt my place to be in the world was intertwined with it. And so then it became a part of my own thoughts, you know, how I, like my own programming of myself, in addition to society and how I was raised and those in my family and community, right? And so this goes back really far, and it had just finally come to the point where I was like, I think we're ready to be done with that. Yes, please. And I feel like my body was speaking very loudly to me to go get the session, and my body was getting uncomfortable. It felt tight and heavy. And I think my soul was ready to just say, hey, it's about new energy now. Like, everybody's shifting. There's consistent flow. There's a consistent cycle of rebirthing and healing and clearing and letting go. But really right now, it's so intense in such a good way, because if you let the energy support you and you go along with that ride, you know, to feel that rush of energy, healing light come in and say, yeah, I'm ready, clear me out, let's do this. You're going to find that it happens much more efficiently, and your integration process seems to be more of a gentle flow and not full of confusion. So she worked this out, and it was so fascinating to me because I was sitting there just feeling kind of out of my body a little. I was very relaxed, and I was sensing all the energy through my aura, like all this interdimensional shifting that was taking place. And then I had a memory of a request that was made of me. So it was like a text message that I got, and I remember how I felt about it. I wasn't too thrilled. It was a request, you know, that I do something. And I was like, oh, I'm busy. That's not part of my plan for the day. I've got other things, you know, in my schedule and on my mind. And that's what happened when I got this text, right? So I'm remembering it. But the message of it was, I felt the energy of it deposit on me. I felt it touch my body. And that's what my therapist was saying. She said everything she had cleared was tiny, like the tiniest, like a little snowflake laying down on my body. But thousands of it, thousands of these, you know, requests, or thousands of these messages, by message I'm going to say communication with another human or within myself that was putting pressure on myself, had started to build within my system, and it was straining me, and my physical body was carrying it. So it was very fascinating. It was really, really interesting. And there's more to it, but I'll just share. My main point is, personally, I just experienced how the physical body absorbs energy. Even when we're clearing, I try and stay so clean, clear my aura, clear my chakras, you know, clear my physical body, clear the energy of my physical body. This was an unknown way in which I had learned to function in the world. And it feels so amazing having it, you know, just released. That whole system, that whole flow is gone. And I love it. It's allowed me this flexibility within myself to not put so much pressure on myself. I didn't realize I was doing that. I mean, I knew to a level, but not how deep it went and where it originated. And so now there's this lightness about that feels wonderful. And this was energy from this lifetime. Well, I've worked with others who have also had physical parts of their body affected by energy of this lifetime emotions or thoughts or interactions, but it also can happen from the energy from past lives. And sometimes people are born with conditions that are directly related to past lives. Like a real easy kind of example would be some people will have a birthmark and then they do this past life regression or a healing session, or they'll have dreams and memories, and that birthmark would be where they were injured in a past life. That's very common. Either injury or death can really be, you know, coming through. And let's say that you maybe have this birthmark and it's light, or maybe you have like a mole or something. You have something on your body that isn't very distinguished, and then later on in life, it like just really comes through. So that sometimes can be based on when it happened, at what age did it happen in the past life. And fears and phobias, that's a thing too. In studying and training with past lives, that's a typical pattern that we would see. You know, it's very common that when somebody would have an ailment come on, all of a sudden an illness or a fear or panic set in or something like this, it was typically because at that same age, or maybe an event, like maybe it was on a holiday and the holiday hit again in this life, it stirred something up within the subconscious field, within the energy, and activated it. So life is amazing, guys. Like we're always uncovering more. And that's an opportunity for healing. And when you heal it in this life and in this reality, it heals through all time, all space. And if it's anything that you would have passed down or that you did receive genetically in your DNA, when you heal it for your family as well. And if it's any kind of karmic frequency that was a part of maybe a soul group, soul family, a collection of friends, like maybe you and five friends or you and a whole community will go through life after life after life with the same frequency that y'all were trying to work out, that can start to get cleared too. There's so much to this. There really is. And so I hope that you found it a little bit enjoyable, just the share today, this awareness, and that you might try if you feel something come up, whether it be an emotion, a fear, something within your physical body, consider the aspect of energy therapy and where the origination occurred. And are you open to working through time and space? So you can meditate with music, you can take some salt water baths, you can journal, you can go for walks in nature, and just be open to seeing what comes through. As you have questions or ahas and awarenesses, take a moment and absorb or observe and let the information come to you. And then also know that in your sleep state, you can continue that healing. And these are ways to get it, you know, healed and flowing on your own. But then, of course, if you would like to have a therapist work with you, I'm available. There's many amazing therapists out there, and you can work with me remotely. So through phone or Skype audio or email, and I'll let you know everything I see in sessions. I find that it's always important. Whatever comes through is always important, because if you don't understand it, and maybe I don't understand it, guess what? Your soul will understand it, and you'll start to feel the energy. You'll start to feel the healing flow come through. And so I'm really happy to be able to share this experience with you. And I hope it encourages you and opens your mind a little bit more, or reminds you of some other possibilities. And what I'm seeing is very much happening right now in the energy. And I think a big part of that is because I feel like we're going through rebirthing stages, many of us. It feels like springtime, like we're coming out of hibernation. And these experiences help us where we have this awareness on our health. And many of us are doing that inner work right now. And so it's a perfect time to be open to another aspect of our mind, body, spirit, and soul, and the healing that is available and the health that we can maintain. So thank you so much, friends. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Hi, this is Amy, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in here at the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. This is a reminder that you can like and subscribe and follow to receive notifications for all upcoming episodes. I'm also sharing a chakra meditation for those who would like to leave a review on any of the audio platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible. So to receive the meditation, just send me an email at thespiritandsoulhealingpodcast@gmail.com with a screenshot of your review, and I'm happy to share that with you. When you leave a review, you'll also be entered into the monthly drawing for a 30-minute energy therapy session or an angels and aura reading, and you can check the show notes below for this month's winner.